On today's Moment of Science...
Are you okay? Here, have some water.
Ah, that's amazing.
What, a glass of water? It's just from the tap.
I know, but water is pretty incredible, isn't it? I mean, oceans cover 70% of the planet, and our bodies are something like 60% water. Fruits and vegetables are 80% water. Where did all this water come from?
Well, one interesting theory is that water came to Earth from space, from comets specifically. You know that comets are basically balls of dust and ice?
Yep. They're called dirty snowballs.
Right. So the idea is that about 4 billion years ago, hundreds of millions of comets bombarded the infant Earth. Comet ice either melted or vaporized when it hit and condensed in the Earth's atmosphere.
Okay, but aren't comets relatively small compared to Earth? I mean, a typical comet carries maybe a few billion tons of water. The oceans contain around 1 million trillion tons.
True. But scientists have discovered huge ice balls, some as large as 600 miles across, in the Kuiper Belt, an outer area of the solar system beyond the orbit of Neptune. So it's possible that billions of years ago, some of these objects were knocked out of orbit and spiraled in toward the sun. On the way, they collided with Earth, releasing trillions of tons of water.
So there's a chance that some of the water I just drank came from a comet?
Yep.
Cool.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Katie Pilichowski in astronomy and Robert Kandel at the National Scientific Research Agency of France. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.